First gear, super slow, super strong. During Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples, he warned them that one of them would betray him. Peter, of course, exclaimed, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." To which Jesus replies, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." That's Luke 22, 30 through 32. If I am Peter, after Jesus has said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat," I want his next words to be, "But I'm not going to let him." But Jesus is going to let him. Why? For his own good and his own growth. In essence, to make him stronger. Recently, my personal trainer, Billy, was putting me through the final weightlifting exercise of the day. It was a super slow shoulder press. 10 seconds pressing up and 10 seconds letting the weight down. It is a challenge to go that slow, to say the least. But the point is to strengthen your muscles by taking them to fatigue as you slowly lift the weight in a controlled manner. On the third rep up, I was starting to struggle. So Billy told me to do the fourth rep at a normal speed. I was moving the weight up above my shoulders fairly easily at the normal speed, but about halfway up, the weight became heavier. When I finished the rep, I asked Billy why he put his hand on the weight, and he said, "I could see it was going to be too easy for you, so I put my hand on it so you could get the maximum benefit, so you could get stronger." A week or so later, I found myself in a similar situation, this time struggling to get the fourth leg press out. And Billy again put his hand on the weight, but this time to help me get over the hump. When I commented, he gave me a similar answer. "I could see it was going to be too hard for you, Sam, so I put my hand on it so you could finish and get the maximum benefit, so you could get stronger, to make me stronger." Both times, his hand was helping me, even though only one felt like help to me. The next time you find yourself grinding it out in first or second gear, remember, God's hand is on you, always, and always for the best for you, to help you go deeper and grow stronger. And remember these words of assurance to you from Isaiah 41:10, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."